President Trump's new national security advisor warns that China is coming for your personal information. Robert O'Brien says if you think Facebook and Google know a lot about you, it could be worse. That's the reason he says he's trying to convince key allies to stay away from the Chinese telecom company Huawei. Here to talk about this warning is NPR's White House correspondent Franco Ordonez. Welcome back.
Thank you.
O'Brien's painting a dark picture here. Can you be specific about the danger he's talking about?
Yeah, Huawei is this Chinese tech company that has close ties to the Chinese Communist government. They make cell phones, but they also build these highly specialized equipment for 5G networks. They are marketing their goods to the world, but Robert O'Brien is questioning why some allies would even consider allowing Huawei in at all. I spoke to O'Brien on the sidelines of the Reagan National Defense Forum in California. He warns that it will open a back door for the Chinese government to access their most sensitive data.
So every medical record, every social media post, every email, every financial transaction of every citizen in the country with cloud computing and artificial intelligence can be sucked up out of Huawei into massive servers in China.
Given the stakes here, is this avoidable?
Well, the Trump administration has taken steps to block Huawei and other companies with ties to the Chinese government from U.S. systems. The concern is about countries that accept Huawei as a partner. O'Brien says that the United States is going to be very wary of sharing intelligence with countries that use Huawei.
And yet, it's been difficult to persuade allies to do the same. How come?
Well, frankly, because it's so cheap. Western companies like Nokia and Ericsson and Qualcomm, they simply can't offer the same prices and still turn a profit. Now, I should say that Australia, New Zealand, Japan, they have agreed to block Huawei, but other countries, other allies like Canada and Britain, said they're open to allowing the company to build some of their networks in kind of less sensitive areas. Again, O'Brien says they're taking a great risk.
These are very serious questions that aren't being asked. It's great to get a discount. It's great to get something for free. But at the end of the day, it really isn't free. There's no free lunch.
He says allies need to think about the long-term consequences.
How is President Trump talking about this with those allies?
Trump talked to leaders last week when he was in London for the NATO summit. He talked about this, but he also downplayed the chances that he would be able to convince everybody.
Well, I'm not working very hard on that, but I do think it's a security risk. It's a security danger. And I spoke to Italy, and they look like they're not going to go forward with that. We spoke to other countries. They're not going to go forward. Everybody I've spoken to is not going forward. But how many countries can I speak to? Am I going to call up and speak to the whole world?
You know, he says it's a security risk, but he's also, as we heard, he's saying he can't spend so much of his own time on the matter.
The backdrop to all this is this trade war between the U.S. and China. So how does it fit into that larger relationship?
That's right. It really just shows how sticky this relationship is. Not only is there the trade war, but the U.S. has imposed visa restrictions on Chinese officials believed to be involved in human rights abuses. And the U.S. has proposed a $2 billion weapons sale to Taipei, which Beijing objects to, claiming Taiwan is part of China. O'Brien, only a few months ago, started on the job. For that matter, so has Defense Secretary Mark Esper. He also talked about this issue at the Reagan Forum.
China's economic rise has allowed it to triple its annual military spending since 2002, with estimates reaching close to $250 billion last year.
Like O'Brien, Esper has also been crisscrossing the globe, warning of the Chinese threat. He wants to relocate military forces from the Middle East to combat China's military buildup in Asia. And he's talking about moving troops from Afghanistan. That's pretty significant.
That's Franco Ordonez at the White House. Thanks for your reporting.
Thank you.